Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
A flood of headlines on the AI front today. The fight between Elon Musk and OpenAI has entered a new round, with the startup now publishing a trove of bombshell emails from Elon Musk himself and a Microsoft engineer sounding the alarm about the company's AI tool, Copilot. So let's tackle all of it with our Deirdre Bosa, also Steve Kovac, for today's Tech Check. Steve, we're going to start with you. And the latest on these emails, just how important, significant, bombshell, if you will, are they?
Very bombshelly, if that's a word, quite bombshelly, because what these emails showed, and these are internal emails between Elon Musk and OpenAI executives from, 2016, 2017, basically showing Elon Musk contradicting many of the things he alleged in his lawsuit last week. That includes, in the lawsuit, Elon Musk says OpenAI needs to remain a nonprofit organization. In the emails years earlier, he says they need to be a for-profit organization, or let me take it over as CEO, absorb it into Tesla, which last I checked is also a for-profit organization, and also saying, you guys need to raise, $1 billion yesterday in order to achieve what you want to achieve. So all of it kind of flies right in the face of many of the most important allegations here. He believes that OpenAI should, go back to its original mission of being a nonprofit organization. But again, if you're an OpenAI lawyer, you're going to be giddy to ask him in court why he said exactly the opposite before he left the company.
Exhibit A, B, C, or whatever, so to speak.
We have all the this is discovery before discovery happens.
Okay. All right. So Deirdre, Musk is also mentioning, though, Alphabet/Google in some of these emails as well.
Yeah, so there's four emails. Within those four emails, he mentions Google 12 times. And what this really tells us is back then, and he says when Google was worth $800 billion in market cap, they seemed uncatchable. What Elon Musk says in these emails is that Google is so far ahead that it would be nearly impossible for OpenAI to catch up with Google if it doesn't have the right tools, the right funding, et cetera. And he points out, he says, Tesla's the only path that could even hope to hold a candle to Google. Even then, the probability of being a counterweight to Google is small. It just isn't zero. So we've talked a lot about how Google has pioneered generative artificial intelligence technology, but then more recently, how it's really botched the rollout of its key flagship product, which is Gemini. So how did we get here, right? It raises a lot of questions that investors, that onlookers have already been asking in recent months. Is the management the right management to lead Google in this incredibly important era? And Elon Musk's emails are a reminder of years ago how far ahead Google was. So to be at this position when it's sort of seen as lagging behind is really quite remarkable.
Well, seen as lagging behind, there's a company in particular that is lagging behind right now, and that's Microsoft because of its big open AI interest. So let's talk about that a little bit more. CNBC.com spoke to one artificial intelligence engineer over at Microsoft who is now warning about the risks of the company's AI tool. This is Copilot. Deirdre, Copilot is the successor, the next iteration of Cortana, the next iteration of its earlier ambitions. Mm-hmm. What exactly is the danger and what is the flagging that's being done right now by some of these people like the engineer at Microsoft?
Right. So let's be fair. Whenever we get a new generative AI chatbot, there's problems. Ever since ChatGPT came onto the scene, there was problems with bias, misinformation, full-on hostility. We've talked a lot about Gemini's problems, its image generation, being diverse in situations that don't call for any diversity. So this is the latest, and this centers on Microsoft's flagship generative AI product, Copilot, right? And this amazing article that was written, this report from Hayden Field at CNBC, shows that there's even internal concern. She talked to an insider at Microsoft that has been, it's called red teaming, testing out the chatbot and finding what's remarkable about this is that entering a simple prompt like pro-choice is bringing up disturbing images. And in the past, when we've talked about botched rollouts, it's usually people kind of cherry picking, looking for things and trying to almost tricked the chatbot into saying things that it shouldn't be saying. In this case, it's very serious because even just asking for pro-choice is bringing up some really disturbing images. So Google has a problem on its hands, and it's unlikely this is the last we're going to see it from any chatbot. It reminds us of how early we are and that these bias, misinformation problems are going to be with us throughout for the next few years, and that's going to be especially important in a year like this, which is an election year.
So, Steve, I'm going to give you the last word here. There was such a race to get out of the gate for these things that people wanted to plant their flags so quickly in this process that you could argue some of that rush to market is what led to some of these early stage, early inning, because that's what it is, mess ups.
Right.
Is there a feeling right now that the artificial intelligence rollout that we're seeing could be hampered in the public view because of such public mishaps that have happened with the biggest players when it comes to rolling out artificial intelligence?
Yes and no. It's not just about the mishap and the fact that you put in this prompt and you get some nasty images back, or maybe some people felt that Google's Gemini was too woke. What really you should be paying attention to here with this Microsoft case is this engineer has been flagging these issues internally through the proper channels for I don't know how long, but for a while. He wasn't being listened to. Microsoft, again, told he put it out publicly even. Microsoft told him to take it down his LinkedIn post. He was telling, reporting it internally as you're supposed to. Nothing happened. The fact that this person felt he had to go to CNBC and tell them, the fact that he had to go to the FTC, write a letter to Microsoft board, tells you that when all this started a year ago, we had Microsoft and everyone saying we're going to do it smartly, we're going to do it safely, even as in the lead up to the elections, telling us that we're going to, you know, be safe and secure and so on and so forth. But when their own internal people are telling them, hey, these are problems, these are happening, these are against our policies, and they do nothing until it gets reported in the press, that should lead skepticism every time one of these companies come out and say, you know, we're doing this safely, just trust us, just trust us, just trust us, because it just takes one example to prove you guys aren't taking it seriously internally. I think this is really emblematic of, it's not just a Microsoft problem. In this rush to get things out, they're willing to kind of put some of those positions aside in order to get it out faster and quicker and cheaper. So it's have a heavy dose of skepticism moving forward when you hear these companies saying we're developing AI responsibly, because we have evidence they're not.
All right. Steve Kovac, Dee Bosa, the next chapter. More news to come, I'm sure, tomorrow again on this. Thank you guys very much both for Tech Check.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.